Supreme sandwiches. I've got boxes and boxes and boxes. Dude, Mr. Mousy really loves it. Mr. Mousy loves.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get one.
Yeah, dude. And I have these things for you today. We're going to check it out. We're going to try to make these projections work.
What is that? I was wondering.
Back from the freezer.
Those weren't in the lab last week. What is that?
These are my projectors. We're getting ready for our projector show, right? So we're going to start out. We're going to start out here in the... No, I will not put my headphones on.
Come on, man. Come on.
We're gonna start out in... I think we're going to go to, like, Portland to public access. That guy, Chevy. You know Chevy?
Yeah.
Chevy's, like, got an in there. So we're gonna go with Chevy and work with him, and also Sly. You know, remember Sly, the guy with the hat and everything, the feathers.
I haven't been able to forget. In fact,
so me and him and Sly are doing a show together.
Uh huh.
And you too.
Not with Sly, I'm not.
Yeah, dude.
You said I was without asking.
You're right, Mr. Mousy. You're right. Yeah, Mr. Mousy told me to.
All right.
Don't worry though. He's going to be cool. He's going to behave himself.
I didn't like the way he was making fun of my hat, like he was some hat king of Portsmouth.
Well, yeah, he kind of is, though. See, I don't know. No, I get it. I mean, I don't really need to, you know, worry about people's hat status.
It's more like he was the hat smith of Portsmouth.
Yeah! Ha!
Yeah. All right, cool. So you got these. So that's like real film projectors there.
One of them's a film projector, and one of them's a... Yes, they're both real film projectors. And one of them's a film strip.
It's actual, like... Wow, cool,
from
man.
From school.
I haven't seen that in ages. It's like... Looks like ribbons.
So we're going to put this on top of that, on top of that, on top of that, and we're going to have all sorts of masks, as in, you know, base pieces of tape on the lens, you know, to blur it out, and we're going to do, like... just layer on layer on layer, and then we're gonna have the overheads going, and we got our overhead projectors with our liquid and stuff. It's gonna be so cool.
Oh, great, cool.
And
man.
You and me will be, like, you know, vibing, and we'll get other people to vibe too. Sly's band is also gonna vibe with it. Okay, Sly's bringing his band.
It just gets better and better. All right.
Also, cool, maybe man. My friend Leroy.
Oh, Leroy! I know Leroy.
He's really cool.
I've never gotten to hang out with him.
He
very
lives
much.
Up in Harpswell, and he plays keyboard.
Okay, cool. Sounds good.
Yeah, I changed his name, but he's a real person. So cool. Hopefully he'll. But he doesn't love to perform. He likes to record and stuff. You know,
that's a valuable asset as well. We like to record too. Like,
yes, we
every
do.
Every Sunday here, we come up with a new little ditty.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we like just record here at our studio at WSCA LP Portsmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, are we still streaming on WSCAFM.org? I forgot.
I can't yeah. really say. It's pretty dark in here. I can't really tell what's going on. But
hold on. Let's just see what's on the radio.
The moose tracks are pretty good.
Let's see what's on the radio and break out this the chips here.
All right. I think I should come late more often. I can't believe you got all this set up today. This is outstanding.
Blate! Blate! Do you need money? Try a Rocket Co. predatory loan and get the security you need today in exchange for a happy tomorrow. Yes, visit the Rocket Co. predatory loan division's website today and trade your financial future for our own. Rocket Co. taking coming and go.
Brought to you by Rocket Co.
Bing bong 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 bing bong 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 bing bong bong.
Petbot uses patented algorobotic technology to anticipate your pet cat, dog, or possum's undesirable behavior and make appropriate adjustments to your reality so you don't have to. Petbot's combination of suction, time travel, and electric shock ensures that you can relax and ignore your pet entirely. Petbot, another solution forced upon the world by Rocket Co.
Dude, turn up that mobile device one.
We're looking good.
Let's see here.
And then the channel on the mixer board there, maybe?
No, you gotta push the red button.
Okay, there we go.
Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by
Turn up that Bitbot.
Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world. Bitbot. Another solution forced upon the world by 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 another solution for life on 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 the world by 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 we'll be right back.
Essential plants. If they ate all the plants, then every fish in the pond would suffocate and die. The pond would end up a smelly mud hole. Swarming mosquitoes and copious, deadly bacteria.
Curious what the world will buy.
Turns out the world's gonna buy nothing!
I got the mail on the way in. I saw the mailman.
Hey, Michael, I thought I would just come inside with you because I want to make sure I didn't forget any letters or anything. Hold on. Let me just look through your things. Oh, no, there's not any here. Oh boy, howdy.
That's an accordion.
Well, I don't see any letters here. Oh, wait a minute. Is this one?
No, that's a harmonica.
Well, sorry, I'll see if I just believe it now, y'all. Woo, welcome to come and join me at the Postman's Policeman's Ball on Saturday.
Okay, we'll be there.
Here's some other community announcements.
This envelope, Foley, is addressed... This might be a misdeliver. I'm opening it anyway. Not for text, not for Foley. This one says community calendar and something about a WSCA 106.1 in Portsmouth. So, looks like on Friday, June 7th, the Bedrock Gardens in Lee are going to welcome Tom Wessels. Says that Tom Wessels is a terrestrial ecologist who's been described as the Sherlock Holmes of forest forensics. My goodness.
Cool.
Is this a subpoena?
This oak tree did it.
Who will show people a whole new way of exploring the natural world by taking them on a fascinating journey through New England's ecology and history, you ask? Why, Tom Wessel. Tom Wessel's going to show attendees how to identify evidence of farming, husbandry, logging, and other factors that have shaped the New England landscape as we know it today. Ben, I'm...
That's so cool, dude.
It's not for us, but I think it's for us, if you know what I mean. This, the letter wasn't for us, but the event is perfect for all New Englanders, but nature lovers, gardeners, students, teachers, hikers, scientists, and environmentalists will be particularly pleased. And it's meant for adults and older teens, it says. You got to buy tickets for this. I'll buy two tickets then. I'm going to go. More information about Bedrock Gardens and the special walk, including a link to purchase tickets, may be found at bedrockgardens.org. And that's www.bedrockgardens.org. Let me look that up here on the computer here.
Bedrock Gardens.
Oh, cool. And click here. I'll put one ticket, two tickets into the cart, and we'll go to check out. Outstanding. Well, Ben, I'm definitely a gardener, and I know you're into husbandry. Seeing that you have a wife and all, I think we're going to enjoy this one.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm over here.
Foley? Where? I don't see you.
I know. I'm in the other.
Hold on a second.
Foley?
Hello? No.
Foley?
I'm in the other. Sorry. I just.
Ugh. You always do this, right? When we're getting down, man.
I know.
How are you gonna get back?
I think you might have to zoom.
We're gonna do a Zoom meeting. All right. Go back to the computer board here.
Zoom meeting.
And the invite is sent. Foley?
Hello?
Oh, I hear you. Still don't see you. I do hear you.
Hello?
The plan is based on radial symmetry, with tentacles surrounding a centrally located mouth. The tissues of Cylenterates are composed of two specialized cell layers, and these enclose a single-ended digestive cavity. The tentacles are armed with stinging cells used in capturing food. Hydra, named after the monster of Greek mythology, attaches to water plants, spreading its tentacles to trap the small crustaceans it uses as food. The knob-like structures on Hydra's tentacles are stinging cells, which are fired upon contact with the prey. Daphnia is one of Hydra's common prey animals. Observe the method used by Hydra to capture and swallow a Daphnia. Mouth, Hydra slowly engulfs its prey. Sideways. Once swallowed, digestion begins. Cell lining the digestive cavity prey's tissues. The digested products are then absorbed by Hydra. Bits of food released are engulfed and digested within food vacuoles in cells lining the gut. When absorption is complete, Hydra regurgitates the indigestible portions of its meal.
How was it made?
Now we are
talking. In attempting to answer the uttermost questions, science and business.
Hydras use mature and asexual methods of reproduction.
The striking fact is that
the asexual phase called budding begins with a swelling on the body wall.
Astronomers believe our solar system is from volatile clouds and sparse gas, drifting dust in space. With gravity,
here, two days later, the bud is beginning to elongate.
Gravel.
3 days later, a new Hydra has developed and is able to capture its own food.
It looks like a galaxy.
It will soon break away to begin independent
Galaxies
life.
Look like jellyfish already
male
were
and female
in,
sex
baby.
Organs on the same individual, and so make X on the upper body wall.
Galaxies
the sperm
look
are very
like
active
like
and ready for their free swimming journey to find and
now
fertilize.
Now we're in, baby! Galaxies look like jellyfish.
Now we're in, baby.
Upon fertilization, usually by a sperm from another Hydra, the egg develops a thick outer wall capable of withstanding freezing conditions. The development of an overwintering stage assures species survival, even if severe environmental conditions wipe out the entire population of adult Hydra living upon. The egg develops a thick outer wall. 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 Capable.
The colonial hydrozoan, Obelia, is found living on the blades of bayshore eelgrass. Obelia colonies are composed of two kinds of individuals, feeding polyps and reproductive polyps. Feeding polyps capture and digest food, which is shared with the other colony members through a system of interconnecting food canals. The canals supply nutrients to other feeding polyps and also to the reproductive polyps, which have no means of capturing their
eggs. The egg develop a thick outer wall.
The egg develop a thick outer wall.
The egg develop a thick outer wall.
Reproductive polyps produce the sexual stage in Obelia's life cycle. A tiny, free-swimming jellyfish called a medusa.
Medusa.
Medusa!
Medusa!
They're all Greek.
Look out, fully flying medusa heads!
Whoa! They're falling the ocean,
in the cool,
bro!
Well-oxygenated tide pools of the wave-swept rocky coast live the giant green sea anemones. The two individuals inhabiting this bed of purple sea urchins are approximately a quarter of a meter in diameter and may be over 50 years old. Their flower-like appearance is deceptive, for any fish or crab which brushes against these stinging tentacles will be paralyzed and swallowed. Certain anemones produce their young by cutting off any individuals around their basal disc. These break the leaves, go to and go to a new home in your home. Corals are often the same as the above sea anemones, except that many corals produce a limy, slimy shell. In warm tropical seas, the melting ice is filled with dormant coral heads, each taking on a shape dictated by the demands of individual individuals. Their stinging cells are powerful enough to cause serious injury to swimmers. Other individuals form a mouth which engulfs and digests the food, while others still make up the float and reproductive structures.
At first, the Earth and Moon were red hot, heated by the squeeze of gravitation and the friction of their passage through the solar cloud that gave them birth. The Earth was only 4,000 miles in diameter, and the moon hovered only 5,000 miles away. Century after century, they whirl through the dim and dusty space, continually sweeping up material from the encircling cloud, adding to their volume and mass. Mountainous chunks of matter streaked into the earth as flaming meteorites and disappeared quickly into the molten interior, leaving no scars.
For the Earth's surface rocks to solidify, or, as some say, millions of years. For as fast as heat radiated from the surface into space, new streams of hot matter rode upward on convection currents only to cool and settle again toward the center of the Earth.
The computer controls internal and electrical devices.
Fantastic!
surface of the beach. Most important to survival is the brain stem.
Crystallized and spread. Crystallized and spread. Crystallized and spread. A savage face. A savage face. A savage face.
Everybody, step right up and get your Cupid dog. We're gonna have a lot of fun here at the carnival. Aw, hee haw, hee. Hey, little girl, why don't you come up here and step right up to the booth?
Oh, it's my turn. Good. I've been waiting all day.
I'm getting in it. Here's a little baseball, and here's a little football, and here's a little basketball, and you throw them all up in the air now.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Balls everywhere!
Balls at the carnival. Balls. Balls at the carnival. From the bowels of the carnival came the balls, and they were bouncing all around. It took a little girl to throw a football, a tennis ball, a soccer ball off the ground. What goes up must come down, except at the carnival. And you can't spell chili con carne, or at least carnival, without the carn. Have you ever heard of a cairn? It's a stack of rocks that float. If you were on top of it, you could call it a raft or some type of rock boat. I've never seen a rock boat in my life, but I've met a pool or two in my time. And some were tile, and some were plaster, and some were rock, and that was fine. But balls. At the carnival, in the bowels of the carnivals. They got vowels and word games and consonant letters go, and alphanumeric secret codes for the cryptographer in you. But at this carnival, if you grab a ball, two or three and throw,
You're gonna find those balls go up, go down, and then they go wow, carnival.
Hey, everybody, step right up to the carnival. Woo! It's baseball, football, basketball. 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 Jimmy World,
It's a football, carnival. Carnival.
If they keep misdelivering these letters to us, I'm just going to have a real full dance card,
it's
if you know what I mean.
It's not my fault! It's not my fault!
If it's not your fault, then whose fault is it?
I can hear you through the glass, you know!
Oh, Foley, just shut the blinds.
Oh, thank goodness I have my Bill's blinders. Are you are you tired of being constantly inundated with advertising material? Bill's Blinders. Shut it out with Bill's Blinders. Hold on a second. Here, go. Yeah, I got it.
Here, Foley.
I'm just going to close the door.
Yeah, we're catching that echo, the latency here.
Bill's Blinders.
What was that CD you were playing when I came back in?
It's Black Diamond. Tell them all about it, bro.
That was Black Diamond. So,
Tell Mr. Mousy about it.
Come here, Mouse. Cheese. There you go. Good mouse. All right. Ears up. Can't have the cheese till ears up. Listening ears. You look like a little Dumbo now. Here's your cheese. Now listen. Black Diamond was this band that was started at a summer camp just down the road from us at this station by about maybe 2 hours north up in the state of Maine. And it was a power trio of absolute chaos, absurdity, Dadaist rock with an accent on rock. And they used to play for the kids about 20 years ago, and one of the members joined back into the band after moving up here to New England. They started practicing again, and they just had a 20th anniversary up in Portland, Maine, about four weeks ago. I'm losing track. It was an incredible show, and they're going to be playing around Portland and the Seacoast area throughout the summer. So I would highly advise... I had a really good time. I thought they were really groundbreakingly awesome. Super high energy. I would advise you that if you see them on a posting somewhere that they're coming to town to play, you'd go and check out Black Diamond. One of the guys in it told me that they try to keep the tickets really cheap or just run by suggested donation. And you know what that means. If you want to come, just come by and maybe buy a beer or a bag of chips or something. It's all good.
Mr. Mousy says he doesn't care about your dumb band of old farts, but he might have some rat friends in Portland that might come and see you sometime.
Well, I guess...
Oh, seagull. Sorry, the word for rat and seagulls is very close in mouth.
That's really funny, because I refer to seagulls as air vermin. Funny story. The sun comes up pretty early this far north, and it was about the crack of 4 o'clock. Rosy-fingered dawn was spreading herself above the sky, and I was greeted by the screeching of 3 or 4... seagulls that just like to perch on the roof outside of my window. This time of year, I have to have my window open, so the other thing I call them an air vermin, I call them air roosters, because they basically just wake me up every day, but they can fly and chickens aren't so good at it.
Boo-doo-boo-boo-doo-boo. Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Whoa, ho, ho. Hello, boys.
Stan, I hope you got your SPF on. It's about almost 80 degrees out there today.
Oh, yes. It's hotter than Mrs. Claus's. Well, it's been really great to see you, boys.
Look at his white legs and shorts. I've never seen Santa's.
They look like white pretzel sticks holding up a potato.
I hope you boys are being good this year. Halfway through, you know.
It's me, the Easter Bunny. Santa, we need you back at the North Pole ASAP. Yankee Doodle Dandy needs some help getting ready for 4th of July, and he knows that your schedule's all clear and you're just skiving on the job.
Hey, Santa, it's me, Jack Frost. Me and the elves were telling you we should probably get back to our poker game.
Hi, I'm a Puritan. I was pretty pure until I did a lot of bad things. One of the good things I did was create a holiday about food and love, at the expense perhaps of others that we didn't talk about at the time. But now we are all... Turkey Tom! Not such a good holiday for Turkey Tom, but we did our best in the name of conquest. So we present to you
You be quiet, Puritan! We need you at the North Pole now to get ready with Yankee Doodle Dandy for the 4th of July!
Well, boys,
looks like we've got ourselves quite an agenda over down to the North Pole. So we're going to be getting on our bus now, and we'll see you later. Goodbye, goodbye. Come on.
Hey.
Next stop, North Pole. North Pole, next stop. Via Biddeford.
All right. Glad those guys are gone, Foley.
We can get back to work here.
I'm still here. I just want to make sure I don't have any letters.
Oh, the mailman. Golly.
I don't even know his name. He was the wacky mailman. Well, I'll tell you, if we hear him after 8 p.m. tonight, I'm calling the cops for sure.
You guys should see my other act. It's called Hoo Ha the Clown.
Oh, boy. Foley, yeah, here.
Can I...
Shut those blinds. Shut those blinds. Big shout out to Bill's Blinds. Good stuff. Custom fit. We had odd-shaped windows. This one's an isosceles triangle. That one's an octagon. Somehow they make blinds that fit these. It's great.
Bill Blinders will make you blind.
How come I can't hear myself? Oh,
you're good now. You're good now.
Oh, okay, now you got to push... Well, there I am.
All right. Back in the studio.
Well, Foley, I'm curious what you
this
were work...
Is, this is nothing here.
I was curious what you were working on while I was gone over the week. Do you have any new songs that you've been polishing up for us?
For Mr. Mousy? Oh, hold on. Let me get the flanger off this. Actually, what I'll do is... I kind of like the flanger. We'll do chorus this time. We'll do phaser this time.
All right, Phil.
But first, before we do that stuff, well, let's see. What kind of song do I want to play? I'm not sure here. One of my bar songs.
I don't seem to be getting much of your voice here, Benj.
Hold on,
Mr. Foley.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll be. All right.
I'll be there. Gosh. I'll be there.
Thank you.
next to the fire again. Don't get no sparks in your hair like you did last time.
Thank you. much happier. Here's another animal that breeds air, a salamander or newt. He likes to live on land in damp places, but he's also at home in the water. He can even use his tail to swim like a fish.
Oh, we're out on the trail. Who's got the pot of beans now? I want to eat some beans.
Did you say beans?
When they hatch out,
this here horse named Larry loves to eat beans. Beans make you buoyant. A donkey told me once when I was corralled back in Cincinnati at the turn of the century. We were supposed to eat oats. Occasionally they'd give us a peppermint and some salt to lick. But the truth of the matter is, we had grander ambitions with our taste buds. We wanted something to really sink our teeth into, and you know what they say about looking that talking horse in the mouth. You're gonna get bit.
It doesn't grow a shush. It builds one. It makes a hash by cementing grains of sand together.
All right, that's enough buckets of water into the stew now. Let's light up the fire again.
It's kind of lonely being a talking horse with a cigarette. You see, there's a man here who feeds me, brushes me, and picks up my poo. Well, he doesn't know that I can talk. It's been so long that I've been in my head, in my horse thoughts, talking to myself, that I don't see much sense in breaking my secret now. For as far as I can figure, this gentleman, who seems to take fairly good care of me when he's not mad and kicking me, he might just want more performance out of me if he knew that we actually could communicate with voice. Well, it might save my ribs, yeah, it might save my mouth with that darn metal bit stuck in it. Well, it might save my back from 40-hour trips cross-country with his lard butt sitting upon me. But I'm pretty sure that I'd start having to do some heavy thinking, and not just the heavy lifting, if this man knew this talking horse could talk. You see, in his spare time, the man liked to do crossword puzzles, Sudokus, and general feats of the intelligentsia. It just so happens I'm pretty good at that. I could do algebra backwards in the dark. But if the man knew this, again, I would be spending most of my time at a desk. And if there's one thing this talking horse ain't cut out to do, is to be sitting at no dang desk job when there's a prairie calling me strong every day. Whether it be land or on a raft in the ocean, or somehow if I sprouted wings and we were flying through the air, it's a secret that I do need to keep. I need to keep it sacred. I need to treat it like the treasure that it is. So for now, for this horse, mum's the word.
I only talk when they're not looking. 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 Looking. I only talk when they're not looking. I only talk when they're not looking.
I only talk when they're not looking.
Those glass-hanging little fans push water under her gills, and also can push bits of food toward her mouth.
Oh, out on the trail, it's just as only sky and land. I'd give anything to see a rock. You know, maybe a bush.
She can use her powerful tail for a quick backward getaway if she really wants to move.
When we do ever do get in the rivers, we gotta run across them. I don't like that either. Plus, we got these ghosts of these children all over. In memory of Elizabeth, wife of Thomas, died in family.
This little frog is called a tree frog.
July 18. I don't know, but on the trail.
Talking horses, like not talking horses, have a great sensitivity to things paranormal. If I had chosen to broke my secret 4 miles back, I would have gladly told the man that we are surrounded by ghost children. And they're catching crawdaddies in that there creek. And this area is known for a thin veil between the realities. And that's why he can only hear them and not see them. But I see. But again, this horse is staying silent.
Well, supposed to be, I don't know. Somebody get me out of this maze. I'm just a humpback whale, swimming nowhere specific. Will you be my biologist? Lure me back to the Pacific. I got a smoke stack trail stretching off into the distance. North or west, east or south, can't tell the difference. I heard tell when you're a talking horse, supposed to fill out your fellow forms. When I see our enemies, I just don't want to follow the norms. Like I'm salmon jumping waterfalls, and then when nature finally calls, it's all over the corns. I'm just a talking horse with nothing to say. Everybody wants to hear me talk, but I wish they'd all go away. Why don't you just pretend I'm just a normal horse? Keep the peanut butter out of my mouth and take the carrot out, of course. Talking horse without much to say. Everybody wants to hear me talk, but I wish they'd all go away. Or won't you just pretend I'm just a normal horse? Let me go my way and let nature take its course. Take its course. Take its course on this poor talking horse.
Wait, I just heard him sing a whole song!
I know, I told you it was a talking horse. Nobody ever believes me.
Like I said, I'm staying silent.
Ooh, I love our lab days. I love our lab days, Ben. Yes.
Lab, baby.
Oh, Foley, Texan Foley.
I'm really loving this, the audio visual element here. This is going really cool. I think we will be ready for a live show pretty easily. I get what you're putting down now, Ben. Projections over other projections. And any sound stock that goes with it layered over too. This is cool, man. Sometimes things visual on the radio. Sometimes things visual in a studio. Sometimes things are visual and you just don't know. Because those little children are ghosts.
Next time you have a chance to go waiting in a store, why don't you have a treasure? You'll be surprised at how many kinds of creatures you can find, and how much fun it is to watch them.
A really good color. I'm telling you what, not everything has this good color.
Cool. Not everything has this good color. Ooh, is that the projector? Oh no, that's you, pop up. Love it! Love it! We're gonna watch one more film. This one's about Beatles. Looking forward to it. Not the Beatles. Okay? Yeah, man. He's jamming along to the reels. Flapping is a filth. This is the multimedia. Gosh darn thing I'm talking about. Improvisation, baby. We're going off of the media we have. We're finding it. We're finding it in the trash. We're finding it in the stash. We're finding it in some hash. We're finding it making a dash. We're finding it making a crash. We're finding it and we hope it lasts. And I'll tell you what it's going to. Because we are having a grand old time. Having a grand old time. About Beatles, but this one's about what are your problems. So let's take a look at this one. What do you think, Mr. Mousy? Mr. Mousy likes it. He wants to see what are your problems.
The mouse agrees with most everything except the things it disagrees.
Everything I say, but nothing anybody else says. Anything I say, but nothing any. Get in here. Nothing anybody else says. Oh. You must agree with me, but nothing else anyone else says. Nothing anyone else says. Why won't you thread? Why won't you thread? Why won't you? There it goes. Thread. Life adjustment series, baby. Life adjustment series. What are your problems? 1952. And we're gonna pair that with this Cabernet Sauvignon of the Beatles movie, B-E-E, okay? I'm talking about no boys from Liverpool now. We're talking about bugs. Oh, buggy, 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 bugs. Buggy, 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 bugs. A boogie, boogie, buggy, boogie, bugs. We're talking about bugs. A boogie, boogie, buggy, boogie, bugs. Buggy, buggy, boogie, bugs. Huggy, buggy, huggy, huggy. Huggy, buggy, wuggy, buggy, bugs. We're talking about bugs. Huggy wuggy huggy bugs! Bugs! Huggy wuggy bugs! Bugs! Huggy wuggy wuggy bugs! Wuggy wuggy huggy wuggy bugs!
There are different kinds of people.
Researched by Science Research Associates, 57 Grand Avenue, Chicago 10. Mr. Mousy agrees.
To find out, let's look closely at a word beetle. We can tell beetles from other insects by its hard outer wing cover. When the beetle is impressed, these wing covers meet in a straight line down the middle of the back. They put the flying wings underneath. When a beetle is ready to fly, it raises its outer wing covers. Then it unfolds its flying wings. Usually a beetle does this very quickly. Beetle, like many insects, has feelers on its heart and near its mouth. Please help them find food. Some people have large horns on their head and body. They use their horns to protect themselves from their enemies. Are found almost everywhere. This one lives on juniper trees, where its green color makes it hard to see. Beetles have many differences that enable them to live in many different places.
On juniper street.
On the street there's allergies, and on the street there's allergies.
Down on Maple Street, down I live down on Maple Street. My son has allergies, I make an allergy! Allergy!
It carries hair along with it in a bump under its body.
Allergy! Allergy! Allergy!
When it needs more, it goes to the surface.
Allergies!
It has hair-like fringes on its legs. This is a firefly beetle. The underside of its body can produce light. It probably uses the light to attract other fireflies. In the dark, we can see the light. Some beetles, like this cotton boll weevil, are harmful to crops. The weevil destroys cotton plants and causes a great loss to farmers.
And your friends probably have similar.
These ladybird beetles are helpful to me.
Lambs now. Lambs now. You'll be interested in what teenagers feel. Lambs now! Lambs now! You'll be interested to know what teenagers feel.
One of the best ways to study beetles is to raise them. This is a mealworm beetle. These are young mealworm beetles. They are sold in most pet shops as pet food. Place the mealworms in a jar with cornmeal and some apple and lettuce. The mealworms will eat this food. After a few weeks, they begin to undergo changes to become adult beetles. This one is shedding its outer skin. Do you see the two small pads on its sides? These will become wings and wing covers.
The mealworm beetle continues to darken as it becomes an adult. There are a great many kinds of beetles in the world. We can recognize them by their two hard wing covers which meet down the middle of the back.
No word by.